and welcome to International Report. Could people lose their sanity over Brexit? The constant twists and turns might be entertaining to watch from outside, but when it's about your own future inside the United Kingdom, it may cause anxiety and stress. EU citizens in Scotland suffer from Brexit anxiety, even though Scotland is proving to be more welcoming to EU nationals than south of the border. Asa Samake Roman looks into this issue in today's report.
Brexit is often compared to a train crash in slow motion, distressing to watch, but you can't turn your eyes away. The relentless flow of news and the uncertainty about where the UK is heading fuels anxiety and causes a lot of stress, especially among EU nationals living in Britain. In Scotland, a team of researchers at Aberdeen's Robert Gordon University have studied the impact the Brexit campaign, referendum and subsequent political discourse have had on European citizens' mental health. Brexit anxiety is a real condition and many suffer from it. Piotr Teodorowski is one of the researchers who took part in the study. From his Aberdeen office, he says that some EU nationals have seen other psychological issues amplified since the 2016 referendum.
Looking at the psychological help, there's still very limited amount of the support to EU citizens. Some people turn to the charities like the Phoenix with which we work on this project. Others might turn to the local health practitioners. We have a participant who spoke about the anxiety and the trauma caused by the Brexit vote, which impacted the already ongoing mental health issues, and for example have sleeping problems of it and received the medication.
One of the most stressful elements for EU citizens is the lack of knowledge about their future rights, making it difficult to make plans in their lives. Andrew Fournet, who is French and Scottish, is married to a Polish woman. He feels apprehensive about the EU settlement scheme under which European Union citizens need to apply to be able to stay in the UK after Brexit.
I think for me personally, I knew that being a British citizen, I was kind of protected from the outcome that would strike me from an EU citizenship. Would I have to apply for visas and so on? I don't need any of that because I'm British. Also, I'm French. But my wife is Polish, and right now we are leaving it to the last possible moment to apply for settled status. Because I'm concerned about, well, we're concerned about the data that you're physically surrendering to the UK government. What are they going to do with it? What's the usage? And I don't want us to have a target on our back later on when the time comes that we leave the EU and the economy tanks and people point fingers at the EU immigrants. And that, I don't want that to happen because it's been historically seen before. So it's a problem because I can't make any plans for the future right now.
Sarah Lachab, a French tour guide and blogger who has lived in Scotland for 4 years, has concerns about the EU settlement scheme as well.
I've read so many testimonies of people being like, I've been here my whole life, and now they say that I don't even get the settled status. I feel for them and I don't want to play the role of the system. I just want to wait for the last minute. Also, it's actually, I think, a good strategy for me to wait because I'm 4 years now. If I wait until 2020, I'll be 5 years and I could then ask straight away for settled status and not pre-settled status. I support the concept of like just not rushing into it because this is bullying. But if I had to do it now, it's just too much anxiety that I can take on top of everything else. So I'm just making myself a favour.
Having to apply to the EU settlement scheme can be a daunting prospect for some. Dorota Peszkowska works on a joint initiative by the EU Citizens' Rights Project and Phoenix, a charity providing counselling to the Central Eastern European community in Edinburgh to help people through this process. She says there needs to be more support for EU citizens.
Even though I do appreciate the considerable amount of the work done and the support we've received, I think we need to make sure that projects such as ours continue. Currently, for example, the Home Office has only funded us till the end of March. And already with some of my clients who are only eligible for pre-settled status and, for example, don't even have national insurance number because they came here claiming a state pension from their country of origin, I just know that in a year or 2 years' time, when it's time for them to change their pre-settled status into a settled status or to even update their details on the government website, it will still be a challenge for them. And the question remains, how do we prevent Windrush 2 from happening?
However, Scotland is in a unique position. 60% of voters here backed remaining in the EU 3 years ago, and researchers at the University of Birmingham have recently showed that EU nationals feel safer and more welcome in Scotland than in the rest of the UK. Piotr Todorovsky confirms there is a Scottish exception to Brexit anxiety.
Yes, they definitely feel much more welcome in Scotland. First of all, because of this positive message from the Scottish government, and they see as very important to hear the welcome here and that part of the community. It's also about quite often injury responses from the neighbors. I have an example of the participants who spoke about the neighbor coming to her with the bottle of wine after the result of the referendum, saying, "I want you to know you're welcome here." So I think a lot of these positive messages are really important to EU citizens. And when you think about Scotland as a place which voted to remain, some of our participants really thought that it means the Scottish are exactly the same position or situation as they are, because they also regret the decision. They're also not happy about this.
That is why more and more EU citizens are showing support for the idea of Scotland being independent one day. Andrew Forney hopes independence will come sooner than later.
On this side of the border, I think we're quite lucky because there's an option for the government here to vote for have another vote for independence at some stage, hopefully sooner than later. And now people realise how ineffective Westminster is. I think that's what is going to push people over to the independence vote. I hope anyway. I hope that the Scottish government has a mandate for that. So yeah, it would be good to use it.
A second independence referendum is not quite guaranteed yet, as the current UK government won't grant one to Scotland. But as the Brexit quagmire deepens, support for independence remains steady. Reporting from Edinburgh, this is Assa Samaké-Roman.